Welcome back to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. A study published in September by the National Bureau of Economic Research challenged the conventional wisdom that blames the infant mortality problem in the U.S. on a high rate of premature births and deaths of newborn infants. The paper found that where the U.S. rate is significantly higher than European countries is in the number of children who die between the ages of 1 and 5. We'll post a link to that study on our website. Just go to soundmedicine.org. Which brings us to the work of Dr. David Olds. He's now a professor of pediatrics at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, where he also directs the Prevention Research Center for Family and Child Health. Since the 1970s, he's been looking at ways that home visits by nurses can help new parents take better care of their children. And that led to the Nurse Family Partnership, which is now an international organization. He's out with some new findings that even he found startling, and he joins me on a somewhat scratchy phone line. Dr. David Olds, welcome to Sound Medicine.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So a new study provides some long-term validation to your idea of sending nurses on home visits to work with some new mothers. But before we get to your new findings, would you take us back to the 70s and discuss where you got this idea in the first place?
Well, first of all, I developed this idea when I started to work in an inner-city daycare center in 1970 after finishing up undergraduate school in Baltimore. In many ways, I'd hoped that by just helping poor preschoolers get off to a good start, that they'd have a better chance of succeeding in elementary school and later on in society. But I realized that for many of the children in my classroom, it was already too little and too late. One little boy who had been exposed to alcohol or drugs during pregnancy and couldn't speak. He could only gesture. One little boy couldn't sleep at nap time because he wet himself. And if he wet himself, his mom would beat him. Mm-hmm. So he just couldn't sleep at all. And I witnessed another child being slapped across the face on the steps of our daycare center. And this was prior to any national child abuse and neglect reporting laws, so I really didn't know exactly what to do. What I did know was that I didn't know enough, and that but I did have some inkling that helping parents provide better care of their children would address some of the problems that I was seeing in my classroom. Yeah. So but I also realized that we needed to pay attention to context, to neighborhood, and material context, because parents aren't trying to care for their children in vacuums. They are often buffeted by many other challenges, such as crime and poverty, that make it more difficult for them to protect themselves or their children.
What made you think that nurses could make the difference? Nurses going into the home as opposed to, I don't know, you know, social workers, doctors, or any number of professional people that might be able to help the mothers.
The key thing for me is that as I started tracing backwards the sources of influence on children's health and development and parents' protection of their children, I got back to pregnancy. And I think that the key for intervening during pregnancy is to have someone whom parents trust, parents believe can make a difference in their lives, and to address the kinds of concerns that parents have about what does this back pain mean? What's labor and delivery going to be like? What is caring for that newborn going to be like? And while doctors can certainly address those conditions, they often don't have the amount of time, and they don't have the time especially to work in families' homes, which is what we decided we needed to do. And social workers don't have the training in health that is so salient for pregnant women and parents of young children as an issue that needs to be addressed from women's own personal health as well as the care of their children.
So the resulting Nurse Family Partnership, it's spread across the country. What services does the program provide to new mothers, and who arranges it in the communities, and who pays for it?
Yeah, this is a program of prenatal and infant and toddler home visiting by nurses for low-income mothers having their first babies. The nurses are charged with improving the outcomes of pregnancy, improving children's subsequent health and development and helping parents, mothers protect their own health and learn how to become economically self-sufficient. The program is provided through local health departments, hospitals, and community-based organizations. It's paid for through state and local dollars, largely, at least the NFP is paid for that way, out of Medicaid, out of welfare dollars, cash assistance dollars that states now have the flexibility to spend. And also there's a new federal initiative called the Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program, funded under the Affordable Care Act at first, that has provided money for states to invest in evidence-based home visiting, and the Nurse Family Partnership receives its share of that.
So let's go on to your new study. You looked at the outcomes of kids 2 decades after they were born in disadvantaged Memphis neighborhoods. Some of their mothers received nurse visits, others didn't. What results did you see in the children?
Well, in earlier phases of the study, we had found that nurse-visited women had fewer subsequent pregnancies, had fewer behavioral problems due to substance use, had reduced use of welfare, Medicaid. And in the current phase of follow-up, those mothers who received nurse home visits during pregnancy and the newborn period, as well as those who received visits during pregnancy and through child age 2, had substantially fewer deaths over that 2-decade period. The rates of death in the control group were about 3 times higher than they were in the nurse-visited condition. And for the children, we found that nurse-visited children were less likely to have died for preventable causes, that is, sudden infant death syndrome, injuries, and murder by the time they were 20. So these findings were honestly unexpected, because we didn't think that the rates of death in what is essentially a healthy age range in the U.S. general population, what we found was that in the control group, the rates of death were so much higher than what you would see in the rest of the U.S. population, that the beneficial effects of the program started to emerge. And I think that's because the families in our Memphis trial were living under such challenging adverse conditions that it became difficult for the mothers to protect themselves and their children without the help of the nurse.
Oh, so let's talk a little bit about what the nurses were really providing. You know, so it sounds like it was more than just teaching a specific skill or simply showing maybe the moms that someone cared about what they were doing. I mean, what do you think it really boiled down to? What difference did the nurses' visits make?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it boils down to this. First of all, nurses in this program visit women during their transition to parenthood. That is, they've had no previous live births. And during that period, a whole slew of hormones start kicking in, and women's brains are being resculpted to take on the task of caring well for their children and protecting themselves. So the nurses in this program are aligning with what is really a highly conserved basic drive on the part of mammals, but humans in particular, to protect themselves and to protect their children. And it's that alignment, we think, around these very strong drives to protect that gives this intervention the kind of enduring impact that we see now over decades.
The Nurse Family Partnership costs roughly $4,500 per family per year to fund, and that's according to its website. What returns, though, can society see from that $4,500 investment?
Well, you know, the RAND Corporation has estimated that every dollar invested, when the program focuses on more disadvantaged families living in poverty, produces a $5.70 return on investment. The Washington State Institute for Public Policy has estimated that on a per-family basis that the program produces a $20,000 net benefit. So there is a strong case to be made, I think, for investing in the program when you look at both functional outcomes, mortality, premature mortality, as well as costs. We intend to follow families for longer periods of time to look at the impact of the program on outcomes like chronic illness, chronic disease like cardiovascular disease and diabetes, the kinds of things that also weigh heavily on the national debt.
One last question. I mean, at a time when the healthcare system is stretched thin, is it hard to find nurses to go out into the community to do this work?
You know, we talk about a nursing shortage, but what's remarkable to me is that there are so many nurses who go into this profession because they are passionate about serving. So many nurses who come into this role say to me, I feel like this job aligns so deeply with my reason for being, even. So the alignment between one's professional identity and one's personal commitments is very powerful. This is not for every nurse, but it's for those nurses who want to serve. We are astounded at the level of talent and passion that we're seeing in the workforce. So we think that we need to do more to create opportunities for young people who want to go into this role to be well prepared to serve in this capacity. But based on communications with thousands of nurses, I'm pretty confident that the workforce will be there.
Well, Dr. David Olds, it has really been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting me.
Dr. David Olds is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Colorado. And you can learn more about the Nurse Family Partnership by going to our website, soundmedicine.org.